The WBBL, the Renegades and the Scorchers at 2:35 at Etihad Stadium if you want to get along and just make it a full day of cricket. And, of course, Denny Wyatt playing for the Renegades has been good enough to join us. Morning, Denny.
Morning. How are you doing?
Going nicely. Nice, humid day.
I know.
Well, do you mind these sort of conditions?
Well, I'm not used to it, that's fair to say. But, yeah, I love the hot conditions. I've been playing for England for the last 7 years, so we've toured around the world plenty. So, yeah, I'm quite familiar with these conditions.
Probably a better time to be out here than maybe be back in the UK. It wouldn't be overly warm at the moment.
Yeah, I just FaceTimed back home, actually, and Mum said it was -2. So, yeah, very happy I'm out here playing for Renegades and escaping our winter back home.
Yeah, I reckon that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, there's a bit of humidity around. Of course, you're right at the Renegades for WBBL1. You spent some time with the Vic Spirit previously. You've represented England, of course, in a number of one-day internationals and T20s.
Mm-hmm.
How have you found coming out to play here in the WBBL? And I suppose you're an example, Denny, of many cricketers who are now, applying your trade in different parts of the world right across, 12 months.
Yeah, it's a huge honour and feel privileged to be playing in such an amazing tournament in the Women's Big Bash out here in the best city in the world. Just to be playing with and against some of the best players around the world is amazing for me. And like I say, I've been playing for England for 7 years now. So, yeah, I'm still loving it, still grinding it out, and hopefully I can inspire some young girls around the world to take up cricket.
Yeah, absolutely. It's growing and growing, isn't it? I mean, I know this is another code, Danny, but Jess Fishlock, the Welsh wizard, as they call her.
Yeah, and, I know her.
Yeah, playing for Melbourne City in the W League, and just about her journey in her own sport, and I suppose the continued development of women's sport and the opportunities now that present.
Yeah, I don't know about here, but I know back in England there's a lot more girls playing cricket now, which is great to see. Like, the stats have doubled in the last couple of years. So, yeah, we must be doing something right. I know Sky Sports and the ECB look after us really well back home, and I know Cricket Australia look after the girls over here and putting more games on TV. The viewers, there's a lot of people watching us now. So, yeah, it's great for the young girls to see us play live on cricket, and hopefully they see us playing and they take up the sport.
Yeah, no doubt. How are you assessing the season? Obviously, the Renegades have played a number of matches so far. Of course, got that victory over the Strikers. So, I mean, it's a big game today against the Scorchers. You certainly need the win.
Yeah, we need to win today, really, and hopefully win the next lot of games. So, it's been a tough start for us, but we've got a very young team. So we're just going to go out there, enjoy it today on the big stage at the Etihad Stadium. Like, it's a dream come true to be playing at some of these grounds around the country. So we're just going to go out there and enjoy it today and see what happens. Hopefully get a win.
It's a great venue, isn't it? I mean, the fact that you can close the roof, we get to see Aussie rules in the winter here, and it's a spectacular environment, and so close to the city. I mean, so many cities you go to, sporting venues are a fair way from the CBD, but with the MCG and Etihad Stadium, we're pretty blessed here. I know we're biased, and clearly I can hear your voice that you're endorsing it.
Yeah, I love Melbourne. It's my favourite city in the world. All the sport is all in walking distance. I know my dad arrived yesterday and he's loving it already, so I think he's going to get the tram there, actually. Fingers crossed he gets there.
Well, you've got to do the tram when you're in Melbourne. Hey,
I know.
Young Sutherland, who you're playing with, we played a little grab of her, of course, the daughter of James Sutherland, the CEO of Cricket Australia. She's only 15. I mean, quite amazing. Tell us a bit about her talent.
Annabelle, she doesn't say much. She's very quiet, not got much out of her yet.
Yeah.
I don't think she understands my accent, to be
fair.
But I've seen her play in the Nets, and she looks a really promising player for the Renegades, and I said to one of the girls she's going to play for Australia one day.
There you go.
Yeah, she seems a great girl, works very hard, and she can bat, bowl and field. She's got it all. She's just got to keep working hard, and hopefully she'll get there.
Hey, just a couple of more global matters, Danny, seeing as you are world travel. I mean, you would have followed England closely. Not a great series against India recently. They've got to come out here for the Ashes next year, and some pressure certainly on Alistair Cook.
Yeah, Cookie's done a great job in the last however long he's been playing for England and captaining England. I know it's tough playing out there in the Indian conditions, but the boys would have learned a hell of a lot, and yeah, I don't think they'll dwell on that too much. And obviously there's the Ashes next summer, your summer.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's a lot of cricket between now and then, so yeah, I don't think they'll be worried.
And Danny, in the last hour of our program, we were just talking about all the tiers of English football. Where are you from exactly in the UK?
So I'm from Stoke-on-Trent, so I'm in between Stoke City and Port Vale. So
okay.
Port Vale are in League One.
Yep. You've
probably not heard of them.
No, I have. No, we love following all the tiers. It's fascinating.
Course.
So you're Port Vale or Stoke?
Port Vale is in the blood, but I do support Stoke as well.
Okay.
But everyone back home thinks I'm weird because that's like supporting Man United and Man City. But I don't care. I'm local loyal. So yeah, I really like Stoke to do well, Port Vale to do well. I don't know. I think they lost at the weekend. Someone was giving me some stuff the other day.
Get to go to any games at all with all your travelling?
Yeah, I try. I probably go and watch Stoke more often. Only when they play the big teams. But, you know, Phil Taylor, Dart player, he's got a box at Port Vale and Stoke. So
right.
Me and my dad go and sit with him and watch the game whenever we're free. And Robbie Williams is a big Port Vale fan.
There you go. See, this is great stuff. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put Port Vale on my list of places to go next year.
Yeah, there's not a lot there, but yeah. You'll like it.
Well, and one last one. I mean, seeing as we're just covering the world of sport, we're watching the darts this morning. We love the darts. I mean, big Phil Taylor,
sure.
I think he's through to the next stage. He will be in action tomorrow night. Have you ever met big Phil?
Yes. Yeah, he lives next door to us.
Is that right?
He's a good family friend, Phil Taylor.
16-time world champ. There you go.
Yeah, he's a ledge sporting champion.
Yep. Absolute star.
He's like me, supports Port Vale and Stoke.
Nice work. Hey, Danny, great chat. We look forward to seeing you at Etihad later on today. 2:35, if you want to go and watch the women play up against the Perth Scorchers, and then you can stick around for the Big Bash at 7 o'clock tonight. Continue to enjoy your stay here in Australia. And I'll tell you what, we might make you our world sporting correspondent. You're across everything.
Yeah, we'll have to make it a weekly chat.
Great stuff. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.